Laughter therapy is based on three fundamental principles that set it apart from other therapeutic approaches using humor or laughter. Firstly, laughter is considered as a therapeutic tool in its own right, not a mere adjunct or side benefit. In laughter therapy, laughter is deliberately induced and extended to maximize its physiological and psychological benefits. Laughter exercises are practiced regularly and in a structured way, like a form of emotional gymnastics. Secondly, the focus is on laughter for no reason, that is, laughter triggered by will and play independent of a humorous stimulus. Unlike humor, which relies on jokes, puns, or comical situations, laughter for no reason is a skill one can cultivate and practice at any time. It involves simulating laughter, consciously and deliberately, until it becomes genuine and contagious. Thirdly, laughter therapy is fundamentally a group practice. Laughter exercises are always performed in a group setting, as laughter is by nature a social and communicative behavior. Group dynamics amplify the effects of laughter through a phenomenon of resonance and mutual entrainment. Sharing laughter creates an empathetic and benevolent connection among participants, who support and encourage each other. In summary, laughter therapy offers a unique and counterintuitive approach. Instead of passively waiting for laughter to occur in reaction to something funny, it is actively initiated as a physical and emotional exercise, for no other reason than the decision to laugh together. This approach has several advantages. It makes laughter accessible to everyone, regardless of their sense of humor or initial emotional state. Even those who are not in a joyful mood can benefit from the positive effects of deliberate laughter. It prolongs the effects of laughter beyond a few seconds by maintaining sustained laughter for several minutes. The duration of laughter is a key factor in its therapeutic impact. It creates a sense of camaraderie and mutual support among participants who share a positive experience and reinforce each other in the practice of laughter. In practice, a laughter therapy session alternates simulated laughter exercises, breathing and relaxation techniques, and interactive games to stimulate genuine, shared laughter. The therapist's role is to guide and encourage the participants, create a safe and caring environment, and adapt to the energy level and receptiveness of the group. Over the sessions, participants learn to let go, express themselves more freely, and cultivate a positive attitude. They directly experience the benefits of laughter on their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Laughter therapy thus acts as a training in joy and resilience, which can be translated into daily life. Key points: laughter therapy considers laughter as a therapeutic tool in its own right, not merely an adjunct. Laughter exercises are practiced regularly and in a structured fashion. The focus is on laughter for no reason, triggered by will and play, independent of a humorous stimulus. It involves simulating laughter until it becomes genuine and contagious. Laughter therapy is a group practice, where the collective dynamics amplify the effects of laughter through a phenomenon of resonance and mutual entrainment. This approach makes laughter accessible to everyone, extends its effects beyond a few seconds, and creates a sense of camaraderie among the participants. A session alternates simulated laughter exercises, breathing and relaxation techniques, and interactive games. The therapist guides and encourages participants in a caring setting. Laughter therapy acts as training in joy and resilience, whose benefits can be translated into daily life.